All right, so my next guest is on the line. He is Professor, not Professor, he is Doctor. Professor, I'm not sure. You'll tell me. Dr. David Jankelo. He is a cardiologist. He is president of the South African Heart Foundation, and he's doing some amazing things. He has been to Spain to present papers on groundbreaking initiatives that South Africans are doing. So, David, great to have you with me on Chai FM. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Well, Simon, thanks very much, and good afternoon to your listeners. I just need to correct one or two things. I'm not the president at this point in time. I was the president between 2018 and 2020, and it's the South African Heart Association, not foundation, but we represent the professional interests of everyone that works in cardiac or heart medicine. So, and our mission and vision is cardiovascular care for all living in our beautiful country.
Well, that ties up very beautifully with what it is we're going to discuss. Hearts behind the wheel.
Okay. So this is something we're very excited about. And I've just spent the whole day at the Soweto Baragwana taxi rank. So we as an association wanted to find projects to demonstrate that we're trying to make a difference. And we're a nonprofit organization, but what we unveiled last year on World Heart Day, mm-hmm. and World Heart Day is under the World Heart Federation, which the South African Heart Association is a member of. It's the World Heart Day is to remind the world that heart disease is the biggest killer in the world, and people need to be screened for risk factors because prevention is better than cure. Approximately 220 or 230 people per day in South Africa unfortunately die as a result of a heart attack or a stroke. And 80% of cardiovascular or heart disease that develops may actually be preventable. So what we did is we unveiled this project called Check My Beat, which focuses on the heart health of South Africa's minibus taxi drivers. And why we've specifically targeted the minibus taxi drivers, there's 240,000 taxis in this country. They move approximately 17 million people every single day. So that's billions a year. They take the workforce to work and they take children to school. And they really keep the wheels of the economy turning. And if we don't keep them healthy, our economy could shut down. But if you look at the life of the taxi driver, They're up from 3, 4 a.m., long hours on the road. It's grueling. There's high stress. There's high incidence of smoking, obesity, hypertension, diabetes. Many are sedentary. Diet is very, very poor in many cases. Their diet is full by sugar and carbs, and they will eat anything that they can grab while on the go. So we want to change the narrative. So what we did is, and we've just done the second big screening today at Baragwana, which is the busiest taxi rank in the whole of Africa. We screened hundreds of taxi drivers and commuters using a novel AI technology. So you didn't need traditional medical equipment to do the vitals, pulse, blood pressure, body mass index, but we did use point of care testing, finger prick testing to measure sugars and cholesterols. What we've done is we refer those that have significant abnormalities. If we pick up diabetics or very, very high blood pressures, we write referrals to local clinics and hospitals. The other thing that we've done is we've developed with our sports science partners from Wits University a little infographic about simple exercises that the taxi drivers can actually do at the taxis and while at the rank. So these are in all the official languages. So the taxi drivers drive into the taxi rank. They often fall asleep while they're waiting for commuters. So what we're suggesting to them is to walk around the taxi five times one way, walk around the taxi the other way another five times, and then do a little circuit of exercises, two at a time, push-ups against the bonnet, squats, each 10 times and then walk again and then do a circuit of some other simple exercise. You don't need a gym membership or a gym to do this. The other thing is that our dietitians that have partnered with us have come up with an infographic of simple dietary choices that are cheap and implementable to take up the Russian sausages, the fizzy drinks, the fried foods, to suggest to them to have water, fruit, vegetables. Now, we've done the project today at the Baragwana taxi rank, and I was amazed. There's a stream of vendors on the side, and many of them actually have healthy foods. They're grilling meat, there's fruit, vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers. So there are healthy options that are easily available to them. We just want to change the narrative. But I'll just tell you the true magic of this campaign. Our creative teams, and I just want to reiterate that this is not about me, this project. Lady Mandy Fine was supposed to be on the call, but she's not feeling well right now. She and I are the creators. We came up with a campaign, but we have a huge team of strategic experts, and the strategic experts from our creative teams from the Nahana Foundation saw the link between music and heart health, because what the taxi drivers do, they listen to a genre of music in their taxis called Maskandi, which is in isiZulu. So we use the second artificial intelligence, an AI music generator, which took their heart vitals, their screening parameters, and a questionnaire about their lifestyles, their eating habits, their exercise and physical activities, and their motivations to stay working and to stay healthy. And that created a personal song with a positive health, heart health message. And we created a competition at our Congress last year. The three best songs, we called those taxi drivers onto the stage at the Sandton Convention Center to get prizes. Because the personal song that they've created, we give them the song, and the winning songs were actually played on the radio, but they can play this in the taxi themselves, and we want them to spread the word amongst the community. So so it's been a wonderful campaign to actually be part of. I did go to Madrid. I went to the European Society of Cardiology, which is a massive cardiac meeting every year in a different city, and the South African Heart Association is a member of the European Society. There was a South African Heart Association session on Saturday 3 weeks ago, and it was on something called the Global Stage, and I was the last speaker, and I presented the project in a multimedia form.
And how was it received?
So this is very, very well, because the Lancet Journal, the primary care, reached out to us and asked us to write an article. The BBC have filmed a short documentary on this. This is in conjunction with the World Heart Federation. It's short documentaries of community cardiac projects all over the world, and they chose us.
David, it's remarkable because it's a real South African initiative. It shows South African excellence, cutting-edge African excellence, making significant differences, not just to the drivers, to the passengers in the car who are going to get affected by their health. And I'm wondering to what extent, how are you being received by the drivers themselves?
Brilliantly. One driver told us last year, he said, I think a 52-year-old hypertensive from Soweto, and he said that I used to be afraid to talk about my hypertension, but I feel that I've been heard. And he said to us, he wrote us an email saying that I now know that it is a privilege and it is my responsibility to try and take care of my own heart. And so we want to change the narrative. The BBC documentary, the winning taxi driver, the BBC followed the winning taxi driver around. Mm-hmm. And when I was at the European Society, I showed this gentleman named Mr. Siema, and I fades a few seconds of his songs, and he called it in isiZulu, "I'm trying," and we want them all to try harder. So we want to change the heart health habits of South Africa. We want to change the narrative. It's a process. And many drivers and commuters today told us it's a wonderful initiative. But I just want to reiterate that I may be the co-founder of this, but there's strategic experts on this who have made this all possible, and I bow to them and I just pay my respect to them. Mandy Fine, our project manager, Kate Gushurney, Katie Andrews, Tabile Zukubu, our board stakeholder manager, Erica Dow, the South African Heart Association general manager. There's a huge team from Nahana, and our partners is Wits University, Anglo American, Jose Majozi, Cipla Pharmaceuticals,
David.
the World Heart Federation, and I can go on and on, and Betway Cares.
David, we're
So,
going to
you
leave
know.
it there because it's 5 o'clock. It's time for news. But congratulations with the initiative. Good luck with the initiative. And thank you for doing what it is that you do.